Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. Hey, we got it all down pat, right? I actually found my way back here. Now, for those who have found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we're located at 4071 North Foster Road. And for anyone who's looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and join us for worship at 10:30 on any Sunday. Everyone is welcome. And today, let us remember especially our mothers, whether they're still with us or whether they've moved on to greener pastures, sharing time with God, they're still our moms. Remember them and love them. The scripture selected for our opening this morning comes from Psalm 66 from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. Bless our God, O people. Let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept us among the living and has not let our feet slip. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You have brought us into the net. You laid burdens upon our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water. Yet you have brought us out to a spacious place. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, those that my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fatlings with smoke or of the sacrifice of rams. And I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for me. I cried aloud to him, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly, God has listened. He has given heed to the words of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Thank you all. I want to share one memory that I have about my mom when I was a little boy. I know y'all probably gonna find this hard to believe, but I was a mama's boy, and I remember telling my mom that, you know, when we were together, that it's just you and me, Mom, just you and me, that we could take on the world, and that was one of the best memories that I have of my mom, and now I ask that the Holy Spirit will come over us as we do the call to worship. And it's going to be Psalm 67. And if you, we have an insert in the bulletin, but if you don't have one, you can go to the hymnal, and it's 791.
Please stand.
Oh God, be gracious to us, and bless us, and make your face to shine upon us.
That your way be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Nations be glad, sing for joy, for you judge the people with equity, and guide the nations upon the earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
God, our God, has blessed us.
God has blessed us.
Let all the ends of the earth fear God.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
We give thanks to you this morning, O merciful and gracious Heavenly Father. You have put up with us, Lord, all this week. We come to this Sunday, Lord, with an opportunity, Lord, to worship you in spirit and truth this morning. And we ask, Lord, that you would open up our hearts, that may we be open to receive your blessings. Most of all, Lord, your words of wisdom and knowledge that we may live by. We ask that you would bless this congregation. And Lord, just be with us and help us, Lord, to be who we ought to be. Not to be those who pretend to be Christians, but to be real Christians serving you. Thank you, Lord, for this blessed day. And most of all, Heavenly Father, thank you for your blessed Son, Jesus, our Savior. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn, Because He Lives? Please be seated.
Announcements. We have three birthdays. On the 15th is Bonnie. On the 16th is Gayla. And on the 18th is Chris. So let us sing happy birthday to these fine folks.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. Does anybody have any announcements?
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. This week I was in touch with Ann Williams of Faith Comes by Hearing in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we have had a long association with this organization, specifically for the purchase of Bible sticks, which are audio listening devices of the New Testament sent to militaries, personnel, and their families. And, well, Ann was so passionate about what's going on with Faith Comes by Hearing, she gave me a whole bunch of information. So I'm going to unload a whole bunch of information to you. The new mission of Faith Comes by Hearing is called Vision 2033, and it is to have the New Testament translated and distributed free in every heart language on earth. The good news is that over 700 partners, partner organizations, have come alongside Faith Comes by Hearing because they have the same vision. They've come on board to help accomplish this with money for producing more listening devices and also people in the field to record translations and to distribute gospel films and listening devices. All contributions that we and other churches, other organizations give are going into one pot and are being split. 52% going to military outreach with Bible sticks to soldiers and their families, and 48% going to reach villages and tribes all over the earth to accomplish the rest of the heart language recordings and translations. So in the past, a cost of $25 has bought a Bible stick for a service member and their families. And but I want to remind you that this campaign that we are going to run the rest of this month through June, any contribution at all, when added together with every other contribution, adds up to a lot. And once again, these are going to be matching funds up to $400,000. There's going to be matching funds through the month of June. And so we have an opportunity to really make a difference. Just so you know, 70% of people today learn through audio communication, not written. 1.3 billion people still don't have God's word in audible form that they can understand. But in April, 12 new languages were established, which brings the total for this organization to 1,797 languages, quite a feat. That's 80%, but 80% of the world's population is not 100%, which is Vision 2033. So we're going to have more incentives and motivational things coming up through May and June, but I just wanted to kick it off today. May is typically Military Appreciation Month, as well as Mother's Day Month. So now you're in the know, and we are going to, if you have a contribution to Faith Comes by Hearing, it just needs to be to the church with a memo, Bible sticks. That'll be sufficient. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Peggy. Does anybody else have any announcements to make?
I do. I want to be last. Nobody else has got anything? You do? Okay.
I just wanted to, I've slipped my mind. I just wanted to thank the Bell Choir. That was a beautiful song that they did, hymn that they did for us. Thank you all.
Amen.
And that's it.
I want to share with you something this morning that really touched my heart this weekend, and it made me realize just how important it is to pray and to stay with one another. Tessie and I had the opportunity to visit with two wonderful members of this church this weekend. They're both very, very ill. One of them is Miss Christoulis, Elizabeth Christoulis. And I got to tell you, and I told her, when I went to that nursing home, I was feeling kind of ragged. I really was. I wasn't in a bad mood, but I wasn't feeling like I ought to. But talking to this dear lady, oh my goodness, she made me realize what was important and what was not important. You see what I'm talking here? What I'm trying to tell you is congregation, go visit one another. Look after one another. That's so very, very important in your Christian walk. You know, these two people are awesome, and you all know all about them. They always ask about you. How is this one doing, and how is that one doing? So I would encourage you to go visit with them. Miss Grisoulis is at a facility called the Brooks in Cibolo, and we had a chance to go visit with Miss Tessie, help me out, baby. Miss Shirley, thank you. Shirley Chalker, God bless her. Please be in prayer for Miss Shirley, amen? They've called in hospice, comfort care, if you will. And I'm telling you this because they need your prayers. They need your prayers. And if you can, give Cindy a call and see if you can go up and visit her. She's in ICU. They're not expecting her to live much longer. But I'm telling you this just to let you know that God has the final answer on everything. So I want you to know that those folks love you very much. And I want you to look out for them and go see about them. And just nothing else, just call them and say, hey, you know, we're thinking about you. Okay, I've said my piece there. Now, we've got some cards here. What is it, Sandra? Older person is what now? Older Americans Month. Who in here is old? Okay, there's a couple. I didn't raise my hand either. Okay, Older Americans Month. There's some cards back here on the table back there that we want you to fill out and turn those in. And all they are is we want you to share some of your most, you know, life experience, your testimony with the rest of the congregation so they can learn from what you know. Amen? So those cards are back there. You can give them to me, or you can give them to Sandra, or you can give them to Jan. Just fill them out, and then we'll make sure that, well, I think what we're going to do, we're going to share it with the congregation one day. Okay, but we'll, okay. So the cards are back there on the back, all right? Please don't forget to take one. Now, I got something else to say. Candlewood Elementary. We're going to go ahead and start that drive up again. I guess we never really stopped it. But I put the gift card box back there on the table. So please, we're asking you to donate some gift cards. This is for the kids and for the students. I'm sorry, for the kids and the staff at Candlewood. We partnered with them, Alamo United Methodist Church, to help them when they have a shortfall of supplies or things for the classroom. And these were, I think it's from
ages pre-K to sixth grade. So please be in prayer about that. Amen? I'm going to my seat now. All right?
Good morning, church family. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, the author and finisher of life on earth and of all humankind, it is by your well-ordinated plans that we live and breathe. You hold us in the palm of your hands when we humbly submit to your holy will and surrender ourselves totally to your loving care. Amen.
Tom, you got it?
Let us prepare for our tithes and our offerings. Father, you are the source, you are the giver. We humbly take and forget to say thank you, but you are responsible for even the very air that we breathe. And the scripture tells us that you love a cheerful giver. So let us give from our heart. Let us give cheerfully and use our tithes and our offerings for your glory to establish your kingdom here on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Today's reading is from Matthew 16 through 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
Day. Good morning, church. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I want to deny myself, take up my cross daily, and identify with my Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Help me not to live for myself, but rather to live for you. Help me to lose my life for your sake, knowing that this world holds nothing of value, but that to follow you will result in the greatest reward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let us prepare to hear the message that the Holy Spirit has given for us today. Heavenly Father, we come seeking, we come listening, we come empty. We ask, Lord, that you fill us with your Spirit. Be with Pastor Ted. Uplift him, give him strength and courage, so that all he says may be not his words, but your words. And open our hearts and minds so that when we hear your word, we will glow with your Spirit and take your word to a hurting world. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Okay. All right, children. Where are you? Where's your mom? There he comes. Good deal. Okay. All right. Come on over here. Right here. Stand right here. Face this way. We're just waiting on, I think there's a couple of more. Ah, here comes the gang. come on. Now they see me standing over here, but they're going that way. You kids are fine. All right. That's good. Yeah, you can stand right there. All right. Well, good morning, children. Ooh, what's the matter? Isn't today Mother's Day? Okay. You hungry? Okay. All right. I'll tell you what, this morning, I want you to do something for me this morning, okay? Turn it on first, Steve. There you go. I want you to do something, okay? I want you to say something, okay? And even though they may not be here, I want you to say it, okay? And let's see who's going to go first. Come on. I want you to say, Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
And who are you saying that to?
Noni.
Okay, and who is Noni?
The one in the blue shirt.
In the blue shirt. Okay, there she is hiding over there. Okay.
Happy Mother's Day.
Okay, and who are you saying that to?
To all the hardworking mothers out there.
Boy.
Happy Mother's Day to my mom.
Okay, thank you. All right, hon.
Happy Mother's Day to Miss Harriet.
Oh, hey, man. And what about you, Suavecito?
Happy Mother's Day to Daddy.
I'm sorry, what now? Say it again. I thought he said Happy Mother's Day to Daddy. Did he say? All right. There you go, hon.
Happy Mother's Day to my mom.
Just say Happy Mother's Day is good, all right? Okay? All righty. Okay, Missy.
No, okay.
Okay. I think she said Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I think that's what she said. Okay, there you go.
Happy Mother's Day to my Gigi.
Hey, man. God, where's your Gigi?
Over there with my...
Yay for Gigi. Okay.
Da-da.
And you said Happy Mother's Day to what now? He said move this thing out of the way is what he said. Oh, he said say Gigi. It's coming. It's coming. Okay, Annie. Well, you want to say Happy Mother's Day, too?
To everyone.
Amen. Okay. All right. Okay, kids. Can you do this real quick? All together, okay? Can you do this? Can you say Happy Mother's Day? All together. Okay, here we go. I'm going to count on three. One, two, three.
Happy Mother's Day.
Amen. All right. Okay. There you go. Thank y'all. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Colt's got a question.
There's something really happening to me. I got a loose tooth.
He says he's got a loose tooth. Okay. Go ahead. Thank y'all. Amen. All right. Good morning again, folks. I just want to say Happy Mother's Day to you. I know you've heard it 100 times, but I believe you ought to hear it 100 more times, and not just today, but every day. Amen? Because mothers are very, very, very important in our lives. Because without mothers, we wouldn't be here. Amen? Amen. But I want to share this with you about my dear mother. And we called her Big Mama. Big Mama. Big Mama passed away in 2000. And I can recall, you know, we used to go to a little town and visit with my grandmother. We called her Mama Finch. I was a pretty bad little fella. I was pretty small. And I was always getting whoopings. But I can remember this about my dear grandmother, Mama Finch. She would always say, "Odessa, don't whip that boy. He's too little. You know, he'll get better." And I always thank her for that, because I probably needed that, because I was pretty, even though I was small, I was pretty bad. So remember your moms. Amen. Don't just remember them today, but remember them every day. And if you're blessed that your mother is still living, please go call her. Go by and see her. Talk with her. Do things with her. Don't wait until she can't talk or she can't hear you. Amen? Go see her about it. And if your mother is gone, just thank God for the memories. Amen? Thank God for the memories. Our message this morning is titled, it's the first of a message in a series that I call All In. All In. All In's mean that when you do something, you go all in. And I think about what Jesus said when in those verses you just heard in Matthew 16:24. He said this. He said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Now, that's a lot to unpack in those verses, parts of that verse. But we're going to focus on one primary part today, and that's the part about denying yourself, denying yourself. And as we get into this, we're going to understand that Jesus wants us to go all in. And all in means that he wants us to give up our all for him. And he wants us to have the abundant life. He tells us that I came that you'll have life abundantly. And this abundant life doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be all gravy and money and cars and things. The abundant life that Jesus has is he's going to make it possible for you to live in this world based on the conditions and what you have to go through. Under the power of the
Holy Spirit, he's going to help you, help us to live. So if you want to experience this abundant life, then you're going to have to commit everything to the Lord. Everything. He wants you to commit all things to him. And so to begin, now, he's going to talk to us about following Jesus as best we can. So today, we're going to look at denying yourself. Now, this is a pretty tough command. It is for me. But if we're able to do this, then everything can change. The question we are trying to answer today is this. What does it mean to deny ourselves? Denying ourselves begins with this. Taking a long look inside. Now, I got to come down front and talk to you about this. The first step is you're going to have to take a long look inside at you. Amen? And you're going to have to look and see, well, Lord, where am I going with my life? What are my priorities? What's important to me? You know, why do I come to church? Why am I doing this for you? What's going on in my life? And as you ask these questions to yourself, know this. You're doing self-examination, but the examination that needs to be done is not by you. Not by you, my friends. It's not by you. It has to be done by Jesus. Amen? It must be done by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will take a long, he'll take a look inside you. Believe me, if you ask him. But I got to warn you, folks. When you do that, you're going to find some things out. You're not going to find nothing about me or your friend or your husband or your wife or whatever or your children. You're going to find some things out about you. You. And you're going to find out that, hey, this road I'm traveling, it's the wrong road. And God's going to reveal that to you. So this first step is you're going to have to take a long look inside. And there is a scripture in the Bible in Psalms 139, I believe it's verses 23 and 22. And this is David. David, a man after God's own heart, says this. He says, search me, O Lord. Search me. Look inside me and see what's going on inside me. Even David knew he couldn't do a self-evaluation by himself. He knew that he had to have the light of the Holy Spirit shining in his life. Now, I don't know how many of you have done that, but if you haven't, I would encourage you to do it right away. Right away. Ask the Lord to shine his light, to find out what's wrong with me. Why am I doing the things that I'm doing? And you know what, folks? He's going to show you. He's going to show you some things. He's going to say, look, you hadn't been treating this one right. You hadn't been doing this right. You've been going to all the wrong places. You've been looking at all the wrong websites. You've been looking at all the wrong TV shows. And when he shows you this stuff, then you have the opportunity to do this, step two. Then you have the opportunity to turn away and turn it over to God. And you can give it to God, or you can hold on to it. I want you to do this for me real quick. Clench your fists up, just like that. Just clench them. Clench them. Now just slowly let them go. Let them go. When you clench your fist up like that, think of this as the mess and the junk that you're holding on to in your life that's causing you all the problems. And then when you let them go, you let it open. You're giving that to the Lord. Amen? Now, I can't say that enough, that you're going to have to give up what you're doing, that you know things are not right. And I don't have to go down the list. You know what's going on. Amen? We're all grown folks in here, and you know what you're doing wrong, and you know what you're doing right. And guess what? Jesus also knows that. So there's some things that you're going to have to let go. That's step two. You're going to have to give it to the Lord. Give it to him. And then when you give it to him,
You're going to have to go with step three. Don't look back. Don't take it back. When you come to this altar and you say, Lord, I'm giving up this, I'm giving up that, you leave it there. You don't take it home with you and come back with it again next Sunday. Amen? Don't look back. Never look back. There's a story in Genesis, I believe it's chapter 26, verse 9. And it talks of someone who decided to look back when God has said, no, don't look back. If you can remember, there's a story of Lot and his wife and his family that was escaping the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Lord told him this. He says, don't look back. Keep going. But what happened to Lot's wife? She remembered the comfort that she had and all the things that were in that city and all the friends and the food and the wonderful things that she was going to look leave behind. So what did she do? She looked back. And do you know what happened to Lot's wife? Lot's wife, anybody know? She turned into a pillar of salt. Now, the question that ought to be in your mind is, what happened? Why did she turn into a pillar of salt? Because she looked back. And what God had destroyed and told them not to look back to, she wanted. When the Lord takes something out of your life, when he takes it from you, don't go back to it. If he's taking you out of a situation, out of a relationship, don't look back. Keep going. Keep going. Look forward. Look forward. Another great story about being all in for Jesus and denying yourself was a rich ruler. Now, this young man had everything. He had money, he had power, he had wealth, he had everything. Jesus told him, he came to Jesus and said, Lord, what? I want to go to heaven. I want eternal life. And Jesus told him, he said, you know, obey the commandments, you know, honor your mother and father, you know, do those things. And he said, okay, Lord, I do all these things. And Jesus said, that's great, but I want you to do one other thing. I want you to give up all that you have and give it to the poor. And this poor young man, he could not do that. He went away sadly. You see, what God has taken from you out of your life, bad, he wants it gone. Amen? When you have to deny yourself, that means that you're putting Christ first. You're giving him the authority in your life to say, yes, Lord, I'm all in with you. Jesus doesn't want us to do anything, 85, 75, or whatever. He wants 100% of you. He wants 100% of your love. He wants 100% of your devotion. He wants 100% of the things that you do, of your Bible reading, your prayer. He wants all of us. Amen? Alamo, he wants all of us, not just half of us. He wants all of us to be in with Christ. So to be in, to be all in, means that you're going to have to deny yourself. Now, this is just the first part of a four-week series. And I'm not going to tell you what the second part will be next week, Lord's will. I want you to see if you can read ahead and figure it out for yourself. But deny yourself is the first step of being all in with Jesus. Being the person that he wants you to be. You're not going to be able to do it on your own, folks. That's not going to work. You're going to bang your head against the wall every time. You're going to need the Holy Spirit. Amen? You're going to need Jesus to help you with this. Now, there is a time in our lives when we feel like that we just need things. We got to have it. Me and Tessie, we go through this. Oh, we need this. We need this. We need this. What it actually is, we want this. We don't necessarily need it. We want it. You know, the Lord will give you the things that you need. Amen. He may not necessarily give you the things that you want. You're going to have to deny yourself. You're going to have to deny yourself. Now, to me, when I first thought about denying myself, I thought about the what do you got to do before you take a blood test, cholesterol check, You got to what? You got to fast. You got to quit eating. That kills me. Actually, I think that hurts me more because after the fast, I eat twice as much. But anyway, that's not what deny yourself is all about. No. The Lord wants you to quit doing the things that you're doing that you know are not right. Amen? He wants you to deny yourself those lustful things that you don't need to have. What he wants you to do is have the abundant life. And the abundant life, he says, I came to that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Now, what does that mean? That doesn't mean you have the riches and all of this. That means you'll have the joy, the peace, the comfort, the knowledge and wisdom, the ability to go through with life, even though you may be hurting and things are not right. You can still say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing me. I don't feel the best this morning, but thank you. Thank you, Lord, that I can do this much. As I close this morning, I want to say this. Do the best you can for the Lord. Be the very, very best you can. Trust him in all that you do. Don't give up on nothing on the Lord. Don't ever give up on him. Always trust him. I know this is a crazy world today. It's weird. It's strange. It's like it's flipped upside down. Everything that we used to think was right is now wrong. And everything that we used to think was wrong is wrong. So, but I don't want you to be discouraged. Jesus is still the same. Amen? He still loves you. He still cares about you. I don't care what the world says. I don't care which way it goes or which way politics are going. And let me say this real quick, and I'm going to get off. Politics is not the answer, folks. You probably already know that. Okay? Democrat, Republican, that's great. But that's not gonna be what's going to get you to heaven. What's going to get you to heaven is Jesus. Amen? Put your trust in Jesus. Let me share with you a verse from I want to share this with you before we close. Ed, could you put a verse up on the board for me, please? Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. If you have your Bibles, could you please go there with me, please, if you have your Bibles. Philippians chapter 3. Verses 13 through 14. Do you have it? I'll go ahead and read it. Listen for God's word. Chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Believers, dear ones, press on toward the mark. Amen. Don't look back at your past. Look to the future that Jesus has given you. And remember this. Whatever you do, whatever you undertake, whatever you seek to do in your life, only what's done for Christ will matter. Amen? Only what's done for Christ will matter. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we prepare for the invitation this morning, denying yourself, it takes some soul searching. It does. And it's going to take some truthful. You're going to have to be honest with God, and you have to be honest with yourself. You don't have to do anything for me, but you do have to do it for Jesus. So the altar is open for anyone who wishes to come, maybe rededicate their life. Maybe you've got some things in your life that you need to tell the Lord, Lord, I need to quit doing this, like right now. Now's your opportunity. I wouldn't wait till tomorrow. I wouldn't wait till I get home until it's more comfortable. You may not have that chance. The altar is open for anyone who wishes to come to join the church, to rededicate your life, to just to come up for prayer, and just to come up and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for one more day. The altar is open.
Will you stand for our hymn of invitation, The Lily of the Valley?
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the very
we give thanks to you. We really do, and I know Jesus does. He cares deeply for you. But let me do this real quick before I go to my seat. Sweetheart, could you come up, please? Now, this is the one that God gave me 50 years ago. And I wanted to honor her. And I'm not playing favorites, but I guess I am playing favorites. Lord, forgive me. But but I cannot help through all those times doing the sailor thing at sea, going here and there, 6 months, 9 months, 7 months deployment. She always was there with those three kids. Always. Took care of them. There were some hard times.
Yes, it was.
But she got through them. And I just want to say before you, before the congregation, this is what the Lord will do for you. Amen?
Amen?
He'll bless you. And I'm sure some of you already have a spouse or you had a spouse that during the same thing. But I believe this. You give a person their flowers when they can hear you. Amen? So I just want to say Happy Mother's Day, hon. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right?
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
The joy today is the celebration of Mother's Day. Whether you're a stepmother, a sister, a grandmother, even many a man has had to step forward to play the role of mother and father. So God bless each and every one of you and have a joyous, thankful, happy Mother's Day. Let's continue to keep all of our homebound members in our thoughts and prayers, Elizabeth Grizulis, Esther Goins, Hector Martinez, Roy Wood, Kathy Bedell, Elaine Bixler, Norma Glenn, and James Murphy. And Gene, to you, is there anything to... Okay. Let's continue to keep them in our thoughts and prayers. And anyone else that is not here on this, or a friend or family member that of one of y'all's, God bless and may God continue to hold them. Keep watch over you and your family. Let's continue to pray for our country. Pray for all those around the world, all of God's children. The community and families of Allen, Texas, and also Laguna Heights down on the coast this past Friday with the tornado. So, God, hear our prayers. Continued prayers of uplifting for Gerda's sister, Immigard. Prayers for Virginia's granddaughter, Reagan, Diane Skaggs' daughter, Lisa, Dixie Souter's sister, Martha, and Homer's neighbors, Joaquin Gonzalez and Gregory Puente. And Homer is also asking prayers of support and condolences on the loss of his dear friend, Linda Gonzalez Ruiz. She passed away this past Thursday in Waxahachie. Homer's asking prayers for her husband, Daniel, and her son, Pastor Tad Ruiz. Lord, hear our prayers and be with the Ruiz family. Also, Valerie Carpio and her daughter, Ashley, friends of Karen. And if anybody, Karen and Doug are out in the parking lot. So if you go by the car and say hello to them, Doug is going to get another treatment this coming week. But she's pretty sure it's going to be... outpatient, so that'll be a joy and a blessing for her and for Doug. But on the way out, if you want to go say hello to them, and I know they'd love to see you. Doug would love to see you. Continued prayers, the family of Janie Leonhardt. Prayers for Tessie Robinson. For Bonnie Chambers and her family, Eileen Fader, Homer, and for Miss Sandy Bundick. And that is a joy to see her this morning. For and continued prayers of support and uplifting for Linda McMillan, or Linda Robson now. God bless you, Linda. Vicki Ballman. And we have a prayer, or a joy, actually. He's been our prayer request, but for Lance, that he's starting his new job. And I'm assuming this is from one of your nieces, but they're asking prayers for the joys to celebrate the new job, Lance. So, hallelujah. Continued prayers, and Sandra Boykins is asking prayers for her, of healing for her son, Darren Boykins. Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers for everyone today. There's a lot that are dealing with issues that are not made public, but keep us all in your thoughts and prayers. Prayers for Steve Migosh, for Les Hader. Lord, hear our prayers. And continue to praise God regardless of the issue. Give him thanks and praise him every single day. And Virginia is asking prayers for the Esquivel family on the loss of their 14-year-old son who was killed in a car accident. Lord, hear our prayers for the Esquivel family and all of their this young boy's, young man's friends, and so God be with them. Lord, hear our prayers. Go out and celebrate and embrace and enjoy this Mother's Day with your moms, wives, grandmothers, steps, whatever they are, siblings, but go out and enjoy this beautiful day and give thanks to God.
We have a slight change in schedule. Doesn't require any slave labor, just follow along. Let us thank God for the service that he has prepared for us today, and let us remember to thank God every single day that he gives us, no matter what it's all about. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful church. The building is nice, yes, but the people in it are what makes it so beautiful. And it is with humble heart that I could say all of these things. And Father, we thank you for all that you're doing for each of us who has any difficulty. And we ask, Lord, that you be with everyone, watch over them, and guide us to all who need any assistance. Be with us, Lord Jesus, today and forever. Amen. thank you, Bill Choir. It's beautiful. And now, would you please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
And as we go from here today, let us remember all of those who are less fortunate than ourselves, and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. And I will answer 88 questions right real quick. Elaine is homebound, and I am able to come here today because my next-door neighbors said that they would stay with her until I get back after church. And someone from the church asked, is there anything the church could do? For years, I've been visiting one particular person on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. And I said, if you'd come and stay with my bride while I go and visit this person. And it worked out. Elaine slept and the visitor watched TV. But that's okay. God sent her to cover my bride while I wasn't there. And it is a great thing that the church has kept us in your prayers all this long. And I know she'll be home. And she's at home in spirit, and she's home physically. And boy, she's going to recognize all of us there one day. But as we leave here, let us drive safely. Join us again here next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring to us. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me? Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from the wounded side which flowed be a sin, the double cure. Save me, breath, and make me pure. Not the labors of my hand can fulfill the law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to the cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Helpless look to thee for grace. Bound anew. Fountain dry, wash my soul, here or I'll die.
God bless you. Go in peace. I heard an echo.